Offside.
Nič azila za Severno Afriko. Grški parlament je prejšnji petek s 177 glasovi za in 74 glasovi proti izglasoval začasni suspenz podeljevanja azila migrantom, ki v Grčijo prihajajo iz Severne Afrike. Suspenz bo trajal 3 mesece, nanaša pa se na migrante iz Somalije, Sudana, Egipta in Maroka, ki v Grčijo prihajajo večinoma prek Libije. To bo pomenilo, da bodo migranti deportirani nazaj v svoje države izvora ali v države odhoda, ne da bi jim bila dana možnost vložitve prošnje za mednarodno zaščito. Kot pri večini antimigrantskih zakonov je tudi grški suspenz podeljevanja azila zakonsko problematičen. Najosnovnejšo kršitev pravic migrantov razloži Tobias z Radia Helsinki.
Technically, as far as I understand it, there is quite a lot wrong with this that they want to pass now, because it's very much that something that Greece decided by itself. And as far as I know, according to European laws, also, it's not exactly, even if it's allowed, it's not exactly wanted, because it increases the risk of refoulement, which is one of the basic rights that migrants have and also a lot of court cases regarding pushbacks, for example, are based on the non-refoulement principles. So regardless of what country they're from, or if they come from Libya, or if they come through Libya, this shouldn't make necessarily the difference, because it's anyway illegal to just deport people, or it should be anyway. And at the very least, it's highly challengeable in court.
Kot omenjeno, je del migrantov, ki jim bo v naslednjih dneh oduzeta pravica do potegovanja za azil, iz Sudana. Spomnimo, da je v Sudanu trenutno državljanska vojna, v kateri je zaradi spopadov med državno vojsko in silami za hitro posredovanje umrlo najmanj 500 000 ljudi. Del žrtev je rezultat genocida nad vzhodno-sudanskimi etničnimi skupinami, poleg tega pa je več milijonov ljudi akutno lačnih. Tudi migrante iz Sudana zdaj Grčija lahko deportira bodi si nazaj v državo izvora, bodi si v državo odhoda. Katere druge kršitve zakonov, ki naj bi varovale migrante, bo z izvajanjem suspenza kršila Grčija, pove sogovorec.
What I do know is that Crete traditionally is a very did not really have any or far-reaching interaction with migrants until now. That's why there's, for example, no structure on the island to hold people. They're being held in sports halls, etc. And most of them have been transferred to Malakassa camp, which is close to Athens, while they are trying to figure out what they actually want to do with these people. Because, yes, they passed that ban, but up until now, nobody knows what it means. They only say they want to send people back. I think that will be legally challenged soon. I think there will be organizations in Greece or abroad that will try to challenge that ban, because it's completely outrageous, politically motivated, and it goes completely against any sort of human rights rules, regulations, but also jurisprudence that has been happening until now. So there is, as far as I know, not yet plans in place to actually start deporting people back to Libya. And then there's the question, as we just spoke prior, people use Libya as a transit country. Are they going to go back to Libya? Because this is also something that's considered quite problematic, is and has been in the general European narrative. For example, the plan of the UK to send people to random African country was also stopped because of this. Generally, they don't want to just send people back to places where they have no connection to, often also because these countries don't want to take people back that they have no connection to.
Odobritev prošenj za azil je v Grčiji nepričakovano visoka. Kaj to pomeni v kontekstu in kakšne možnosti so ponujene prejemnikom azila, pove Tobias.
Well, this depends kind of where in Greece they are waiting for a decision, how long it takes. I know that it's rather high, much higher than you generally expect, specifically when you listen to the rhetoric that not only Greece uses, but the entirety of Europe, let's say right-wing politicians use, 79% for 2024. So that's quite high. So when you actually look into it, I mean, it was 76.6 in 2023 and 62.3 in 2022. So actually it's gone up over the last years. But it's important to remember when we are talking about this kind of information that, of course, it's only one side of the story. I mean, there's not a lot of infrastructure in place in Greece to take care of people that get granted asylum in Greece. So people are mostly left to their own devices after they've been granted asylum.
Prepoved je bila sprejeta sredi porasta števila prosilcev za azil, ki so prišli na grški otok Kreta, od Libije oddaljen 1140 km. Prejšnji teden je Grčija odpovedala tudi napovedane pogovore z libijsko vlado s sedežem v Bengaziju, katerih cilj bi bila vzpostavitev ukrepov glede reguliranja migracij. V prvem tednu julija je grška obalna straža na Kreti rešila 520 migrantov, ki so prispeli iz Libije. Do julija pa je bilo zabeleženih 18.622 prihodov migrantov na Kreto. Grška vlada to opisuje kot dramatično povečanje. Zakaj bo suspens azila trajal 3 mesece, sklepa sogovorec.
What I can definitely say is now it's been passed because of the situation in Crete. So in Crete, thousands of people have been arriving in the last weeks, which prior, as far as I understand it, in Crete, there was not a high amount of arrivals from migrants by boat. But so I'm not sure how this is going to go. I don't know why 3 months, maybe because they thought they could make it. Maybe they thought they could pass it only when it lasts for 3 months. Maybe it's because of the tourist season and they want to discourage people from trying to cross and disrupt the tourism industry, supposedly. It could be many things. It could be completely arbitrary, or there could be some reason that we are not seeing until now. That's what I'm trying to say.
To sicer ni prvi grški suspens prošen za azil specifični skupini beguncev. Podoben princip je Grčija preizkusila že leta 2020, in sicer na migrantih, ki so v Grčijo prihajali iz Turčije. Evropska unija je takrat podprla začasni suspens prošen za azil, kot razlog je navedla pandemijo COVID-19, poleg tega pa je leta 2020 Grčiji nakazala 700 milijonov evrov. Takratna in sedanja predsednica Evropske komisije Ursula von der Leyen se je Grčiji takrat uradno zahvalila in jo poimenovala Evropska Aspida, kar v grščini pomeni ščit. Sogovorec aktualizira uspešnost takratnega suspenza podeljevanja azila.
The new asylum minister, Thanos Plevris, is somebody that has an extreme right background, just like the last one. And what I know from living on Lesbos for such a long time is that these things never really end well. And wherever they want to take this, surely they will use it as a precedent to use it in other situations. They already temporarily suspended asylum applications in 2020. March, if I believe it correctly, because of COVID. There was a group of people here on the island that were waiting for a long time to be processed. They were processed in the end. But it all depends on if they can actually manage to send these people back to Libya. Because, for example, there have not been any official deportations to Turkey under the EU-Turkey agreement since many years. So let's see if they actually manage to do that, because if they will, I guess they will use it in the future again in order to make it even more contagious for people to come here. This travel from Libya or from wherever in Northern Africa to Creta is a massive distance that people, you know, if you look at the news, they say, oh, this guy paid $5,000 to go to, yeah, he paid $5,000 and then risked his life in open sea. It's not just, it's not a transactional thing. These people are coming for a reason to, and risking their lives for a reason. And then on the other side, you have governments that are just plainly saying, it does not matter how much money they spend, they wasted money, we will just send them back, is absolutely preposterous. It's in conflict with international law. It's in conflict with, I guess, even the national law of Greece, but this we will find out at a later point. And it's absolutely unacceptable behavior.
V Grčiji je trenutno na oblasti desna vlada premijeja Kyriakosa Mitsotakisa, ki je od prihoda na oblast leta 2019 zgradil ograjo na severnih mejah države in okrepil pomorske patrulje. Grški minister za migracije Thanos Pleuris je prejšnji teden v televizijskem intervjuju jasneje izrazil stališče vlade in prihode policij prosilcev za azil označil za invazijo. Dejal je, da jim je libijska vlada pokazala načrt za napotitev 3 milijonov migrantov v Grčijo in zatrdil, da bi v primeru omogočanja azila migrantom govorili o nadomestitvi evropskega prebivalstva s tujim. Skrajni populizem in rasizem teh držav sta očitna predvsem v kontekstu. Grška begunska taborišča so pogosto neprimerna za bivanje. Sogovorci francoskega časnika Jacobin so povedali, da so begunski centri tudi po več tednov brez tekoče vode, odrasli in celo otroci pa so praktično stlačeni drug na drugega v tako majhnem prostoru, da se je nemogoče izmakniti nalezljivim boleznim. Zdravniki in prevajalci so na voljo le redko, če sploh. Poleg tega v taboriščih po vsej Grčiji redno beležijo poskuse samomora in samomore. Leta 2021 je ženska zažgala šotor, v katerem je bila prisiljena živeti, potem ko je bila njena prošnja za azil zavrnjena. Offside je pripravila Neva. Offside.